You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio.
It's a Wednesday here in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, also known as Saigon. And I'm just sitting here at the computer watching the cricket. And it is India versus New Zealand. Very enthralling contest. So I've got the cricket in the background, so if I seem a bit distracted, you'll know why. It's because I'm listening to the cricket. But I thought I'd just pop in. Since I'm sitting at the computer and the microphone was right there, I thought, well, I'll just pop in and leave my thoughts. Ooh, good slow ball. Wow, what an enthralling contest. Yeah, so I went and watched the Australia-New Zealand game at a pub not too far from here. I think it was about a 15-minute walk. 15 or 20 minutes. And I don't really want to go back there, so I'm just watching a stream instead. And that means I'm in front of a computer. So that's what's going on. So anyway, what's been going on at fakeologist.com? Let's go and take a look at fakeologist.com. Let's go and take a look. On the 10th of July 2019. Wow, more than half of the year gone already. Can you believe that? So most recently, FAC 585. No other information left by Ab. Who's in that one? Let's play it. Let's see. 3 hours, 28 minutes. Jerris. Gaia. Gaia. Jerris. Gaia. It must just be those two. More Jerris. More Gaia. More Gaia. Jeez. More Gaia. 3 minutes. 3 hours, rather. More Jerris. Yeah, I think it's just those two for 2 hours, 3 hours actually, 3 hours, 20 minutes. I can't comment as to the quality of that call, I haven't listened yet. That's the most recent post at fakeologist.com. Let's move on to the next one. Now admit the rest. And Abbott says, MSM media outlet admits to the reaction part of the problem reaction solution dialectic. Now they just need to admit that they created the problem with a simulated event. Baby steps. The method is also known as astroturfing. How long's the video? Maybe we can play it. 4 minutes. You know what? We can play that. Let me just bring this one up. Thanks to our little auto play bot, brought to us by Tripped. Thank you very much, Tripped. Let me see if I can remember how to use this. Give me a second. I can't remember how to use this. I think I go into commands and type play. Sounds right. Let's see. Here we go.
The purpose of this so-called controlled spontaneity is to shape and direct public responses following terrorist attacks towards empathy and unity rather than towards violence or anger.
Okay, so I haven't seen this video before. I've just paused it. It's about a minute in, I think. I've just paused it. So, for those of you listening, it's music, and they've got images, you know, showing these fake vigils and what have you after these fake terror events. And then it played some journalist saying that, oh, they control the reaction. They control how people respond to terrorist events. They want people to feel unity and empathy rather than hatred or violence or whatever words are used. But he is probably still pretending as though the actual events themselves are real to begin with. So in other words, they're real terrorist events, but then the government or whoever he is claiming is responsible for this then shape the public response. And I think Ab is getting to the point, the idea that, yeah, but what about the actual terror attack? That's fake as well. So, you know, whatever. It's a good start, I guess. Let's carry on. Let's go to resume. Let's see what... So, oh, and also, you're hearing music. Whoever has made this video has also put in writing over the music, but I'm too lazy to read it out. Maybe I'll read it out. Let's see. Media projects designed as part of the UK's controversial program aimed at affecting behavioural changes.
An example of these operations in the UK was following the murder of the British aid worker Alan Henning by Islamic State militants in 2014. An image of a woman wearing a Union Jack hijab was circulated in the British press as part of a media campaign. It later emerged that the...
Hold on a second, hold on, give me a break. Alan Henning, wasn't he part of that same fake scripted drama as Stephen Sotloff and, what was his name, John Can't Lie? John Can't Lie was the name of one of those people. I'm pretty sure it was the same thing. Let's look it up. Let me Google search Henning and Can't Lie. I bet you they'll be from the same freaking story. Let's take a look here. Yes, Foley, an American journalist, and Henning, British aid worker. Can't Lie's whereabouts are unknown. Yeah, same story. So this video that Ab has posted, where Ab has said, yeah, well, they get that the reaction is fake or guided. But what about the event itself? Yeah, Ab's right. What about the event itself? Because this dude is pretending that the ISIS beheading serial was a real thing, was real life. Which, of course, it was not. Nobody died. Nobody got hurt. So I think we've seen enough of that. That was a video posted at fakeologist.com. Thank you once again to Ab for running fakeologist.com. Just checking on the cricket here. And that's four runs. And Jadeja moves to 36. And the required runs are now down below 100. Oh, no. I think India are right in this. I'm going for New Zealand, obviously. Yeah, India are right in this. Right in this, up to their eyeballs. New Zealand need a wicket. Hold on, here's that.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Have you ever questioned the nature of your reality?
Yeah, sometimes I do that. Sometimes. Keep getting these text messages. I've got a Vietnamese phone number. Keep getting these text messages, like two or three a day, from my mobile carrier, Vietnam Mobile. I can't read a single thing in these messages. They're trying to sell me something, obviously. Trying to sell me, I don't know, pay this amount, you'll get so much credit or something. I don't know, but I literally can't read any of this, apart from Vietnam Mobile. The rest is all Chinese to me, or Vietnamese, as the case might be. So let's carry on here at fakeologist.com. Let me just leave the room and come back in case the audio is breaking up. All right, I'm back. So let's take a look. What's next on the playlist here at fakeologist.com? 7/7 anniversary. 7/7, of course, July 7. That was the bus bombing. Don't tell me what year. 2005. Doesn't say here. That's right. Not hard to look it up. London bus bombing. Let's take a look. Yep. 7 July 2005. There you go. Yes. 7/7 London bombings, if you don't mind. This is from Wikipedia. The 7 July 2005 London bombings, often referred to as 7/7, were a series of coordinated Islamist terrorist suicide attacks in London that targeted commuters travelling on the city's public transport system. Now, if I hover over that hyperlink, will it say the tube? Nope, just says transport in London. But we know they're referring to, well, not just the tube, of course. The bus isn't the tube, is it? The tube is just the trains. Getting ahead of myself. During the morning rush hour, four radical Islamic terrorists, what were their names? I don't even know. Let's find out. Attackers. The four suicide bombers were later identified and named as Muhammad Sadiq Khan, aged 30, Shehzad Tanweer, 22, so young, far too young to be getting involved in extremism, Jermaine Lindsay, really, aged 19, Jermaine Lindsay, also known as Abdullah Shahid Jamal, really, oh, he had a wife. And she has her own Wikipedia page, does she? She's now dubbed the White Widow, and she's now supposedly in Somalia. What the hell is this? And this is all from Wikipedia, and their source is the Christian Science Monitor. Samantha Lethwaite is a British mum who is suspected by some Kenyan officials. What is this crap? Ads can be overwhelming. The news doesn't have to be. Turn off ad blocker. Yeah, I don't think so. Doesn't mean I can't read this article. Oh, you... Maybe if I just say I turned off ad blocker. Oh, he just believes me. Oh, no, they don't believe me. It's back. Well, okay, fine, whatever. I don't care. It's obviously a fake story anyway. Who cares? Hey, how's the cricket going? Uh-oh. Wow, what a run chase. They need 90 from 60 balls. 6 for 150. This should be an even money match. What are the odds? India into 550, New Zealand $1.14. You can still get 550 for India. Boy, oh boy. Well, I'm not betting on this one. I'm just going to enjoy it for what it is. I'm going for New Zealand. But I tell you what, if Dhoni can pull this off, wow. No matter who wins this one, cricket is the winner. No doubt about that. But yeah, I'm going for New Zealand. I was actually there at New Zealand's first ever World Cup finals goal. This was in 2010 South Africa. This was in the football, obviously, in soccer, not in cricket. And who were they playing? Some European country. And my geography back then was terrible. It's still not the best. It was even worse back then. Who was New Zealand playing? Was it Bosnia and Herzegovina? Was that it? It was something like this. And yes, I was there. And why was I at New Zealand versus freaking Bosnia versus Herzegovina, whoever it was? Why was I there? Well, because I bought... Here's how it works with the 2010 Football World Cup. Basically, you had to pay money to go into some kind of lottery or something. And you could do that if you had a South African bank account, which I did, which all of us did, those of us who were on exchange at the time. I was a university student at the time. So we all had bank accounts with, don't quote me on this, I think it was SAB, 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 I can't remember. There was a branch in the shopping centre not far from the campus. And so anyway, we had our bank accounts open so we could pay money to apply for the lottery. And from memory, I think I paid, and again, don't quote me, I think I paid something like $80 of my money. So what are we talking, like 40 or 50 quid? Yeah, not much money. And for that I got... 4 or 5 tickets. Yeah, I applied for the group matches for Australia, and then can't remember if the New Zealand game came with it, or if I just decided to pay extra for that. But however it happened, I ended up with a ticket to New Zealand versus some European country. And that game, where was that game held? I drove to that game, so it can't have been that far away. Can't have been far from Johannesburg. Oh, it might have been up in Royal Bafokeng, I think. Yeah. Going back a long way here, guys. Going back 9 years. And anyway, the point of my story is, this European country that New Zealand... Like, why was New Zealand even at the World Cup finals, really? I mean, no offence to them, but they're not exactly soccer... They're a small country that doesn't really play soccer, so you don't expect them to be that good. And somehow they made it to the finals. How did they do it? They finished top of Oceania, and Australia had already left to go into the Asian qualification by this stage, so... Oceania got half of an entry into the World Cup finals. So they would have had to have played the 5th-placed South American team, or the 6th-placed South American team. And they must have won that somehow. And next thing, they're in the World Cup, the Soccer World Cup. Good on them, I say. Good on them. They always punch above their weight, New Zealand. It's phenomenal what they achieve in sport, really, for such a small little country. And anyway, I went along to that game, and they were playing this little European team. So basically, New Zealand weren't that good. The European team weren't that good. And to be fair, the football match wasn't that good either. But then New Zealand scored in like the last... I was walking out, actually. I was getting ready to go to the car park to get my car. Well, was that one of the places we had to catch a bus to the car park? Whatever the case was, I was trying to beat the rest of the foot traffic. So on the way out, I managed to sneak a peek sort of from the spectators area as I was walking to the other side of the field. And sure enough, New Zealand scored a goal. So I was there for New Zealand's first ever World Cup finals goal. It might be their only one too. I don't know if they scored for the rest of that tournament, and I don't think they've qualified to even be in the finals since then. So yeah, that's my story. Anyway, where were we? Oh yeah, New Zealand versus India. Oh yeah, what's mate, the game's in the balance, man. Can't believe New Zealand. India into $4, there you go. So they're starting to come in. Yeah, they're almost in the box seat here, guys. Almost in the box seat. Anyway. Oh yeah, fakeologist.com. Let's carry on with the fakeologist discussion. You're at fakeologist.com. Just watch one more delivery, though. This is intense stuff. Good slow ball. Alright, so back to fakeologist.com. Oh, yeah, the 7-7 anniversary. Let's go and take a look at some of the comments from this. So, who recorded this? Let's find out. James Fetzer. Don't know who that is. I'd not suggest having watched the barrister. Giving all this stuff is not the slightest bit interested in conspiracy theory in that way. What the hell is this guy talking about? Fetzer. I don't know who this is. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that. Oh, I say Unreal, is that the comment? Unreal, our French correspondent. I'm a big fan of Unreal's. I really am. Just apart from his belief that the Page Hills are out to stop the truth and his devotion to that. But he's entitled to think that. Who cares, man? I think he's probably a nice guy. He writes really well, especially for a non-native English speaker. He writes really well. He writes, regarding fake deaths, I'm not opposed to any particular method, as this would depend on the model chosen for any specific scenario to be most efficient in it. As hoaxes are produced in a quite methodical, premeditated manner, production cost and ease of implementation would be important parameters. In a scenario where a dead character needs heavy and long foreshadowing or presence, surely the role would require real-life acting. In such heavy-duty implementation scenarios, the cost and effort would therefore be quite important. And he goes on like that. Zilla Felix leaves a comment. The contemporaneously bound birth record in 1980 is found at this link. Unreal corresponds, Zilla Felix responds, Zilla Felix again, and Unreal again, and Zilla Felix again. So all of the comments on that particular post from Unreal and Zilla Felix. What's next at fakeologist.com? Deidre brings up his half century. That is a huge innings. That's number 5 in domestic cricket. He's batting number 8 here. I tell you what, it's handy to have a number 5 first class batsman batting at number 8. And they think they're home now. They do think they've got this. Can't say I blame them. New Zealand, what have you done? New Zealand, what have you done? Dear, oh dear. Anyway, back on with fakeologist.com here on the 10th of July 2019. I'm your host, John LeBond, for this evening. Perhaps we'll see some people stop in later on. Perhaps we won't. Once again, if you're just joining us, so I'm sitting at my computer to watch the cricket. I'm streaming the cricket. Here in Ho Chi Minh City, also known as Saigon, Vietnam. Having a quiet night in. Just had a very big 4 days. Very big 4 days. Travelled all around the Mekong Delta. Travelled 5 hours north of Ho Chi Minh City. Then I travelled basically 5 hours sort of west, southwest of Ho Chi Minh City. And to get between those two points, caught an overnight bus. 10 hours on a sleeper bus in Vietnam. Whew. I'm not that tall. I'm like 180 centimetres tall, not even 6 foot tall. And I'm telling you, that bus ride was a little bit uncomfortable. So if you are 6 foot or taller, you want to seriously consider whether you want to go on one of those bus rides, guys, because, like I said, I'm not even 6 foot and I struggle. If you're short, you'll have no problems. You'll be fine. You'll be absolutely fine. You'll be comfortable, man. You'll be snug as a bug in a rug. They're actually not bad beds or seats in that sense. They're not bad. They're actually cool, they're just too small, man. Just too small. And I don't even blame them for that. I'm assuming the average height of people who are shorter than in Australia or the US, so they make their buses to suit their own population. Does that make sense? So no criticism from me. And look, at the end of the day, yeah, it's a bit uncomfortable, but what are you paying? What are you paying for this 10-hour bus ride? What did I pay? I can't remember. It's like $15 of my money? I can't remember. 20? Stuff all in the grand scheme of things. So, yeah, so what's the point of my story? Oh, yeah, 4 days, man. I've barely slept. I was on buses. I've been on buses, what, Fridays? How many nights did I actually sleep? Two, was it? No, one. One proper night's sleep of the last Friday, Saturday, Sunday. One out of the last five was actually a proper night's sleep in a bed. And the rest was all sleeping on buses. That is kind of insane when you think about it. So yes, I'm having a quiet night in watching the cricket. I'm watching New Zealand choke. Firstly, India choked. And then New Zealand came along and did the Heimlich manoeuvre. And they saved India from choking. Now New Zealand's choking. Dear, oh dear boy. This is just... This is... What are you doing, New Zealand? What are you doing, mate? What is this? The Win Predictor still has New Zealand at 75%. What game is the Win Predictor watching? New Zealand out to $1.28, Indians at $3.50. All right, back on with the fakeologist. So Ab says, I'm not gone. Things are slow here because it's summer and actually pleasant out. Today I swam by what I used to think was my dangerous local nuclear power plant. The water was warm and clear and not radioactive. Here's some feedback from a listener who agrees on my stance that all things nuclear are fiction. He dug through the archives to listen to episode 180, You Can Too. So this feedback to Ab comes from a listener called Sean. Perhaps he's listening right now. Sean, if you're out there, good on you, man. Good on you for going through the archives. I can't believe more people don't do that. And good on you for taking the time to let Ab know that you appreciate his work. You would be amazed the difference it can make to people when they know that their work is appreciated, even if it's just by a few people. The difference it can make when they know that their work is appreciated. And unlike me, Ab doesn't do this for money. I do this for money. I'll be honest, that's what I do it for now. I wouldn't put in the time that I put into this if it weren't for the money. To give you an example, my bus got in this morning at 5 o'clock. So I went and grabbed breakfast with the person who I did all this touring with. And then she had to go off to work today. And then I was like, well, it's freaking 7 o'clock. I can't go to sleep now. So I just went to the cafe. And I was there till 6 p.m. So what's that? 8 till 6? It's a 10-hour day, man. Just sitting in a freaking cafe on a computer. Working on stuff for the website. You think I'd do that for nothing? No way. No one else does. No one's doing this for nothing. 10-hour days? Give me a break, man. But I'm doing it, and I get paid for it, so I appreciate that. But Ab, he doesn't do this for money. So it's even more important that his listeners send in comments every now and then and just say, hey, Ab, I appreciate what you're doing. Because if it weren't for Ab, there wouldn't be a fakeologist.com, and where the hell could we go and listen to this kind of podcast? Or do these kinds of chats? There'd be nowhere, as far as I'm aware. As far as I know. Oh, yeah, if you can hear more music in the background, get this. The cafe that I was at today is at the end of my little laneway here. Saigon is full of laneways, or at least District 1 is, the district that I'm in. It's all laneways, man. It's really cool. It's totally not what I would have expected. It's a really funky town, I've got to say. Let's play some Funky Town. Here's some trivia for you. Who sang Funky Town? I did not know that they were called this. Alright guys, out there at fakeologist.com land, you tell me, who sang Funky Town? Gotta clear the playlist. There we go. That is Lips Inc. With Funky Town. Did you guys know that? That's not the name I thought. Lips Inc. It's like a complete mental blank. Did not know that was their name. Can't remember what I thought it was, but it wasn't that. Well, I guess I was wrong. So anyway, getting back on with the Funky Town. Oh yeah, so Saigon, man. Cool, cool city. So at the end of my street, there's the cafe, and it's nice, beautiful decor. Oh, hold on, here's that.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
Man, you wouldn't believe this. While we've been on our little break, there have been two catches that have just dropped short off the bowling of Neesham. either of those goes to hand, and this is just about game over. Cricket is it's a heartbreaking game at times. It really is. The highest of highs and the lowest of lows, let me tell you. And I only ever played at local level. I never played representative at any high level or anything like that. Just played at local level, but yeah, we had some extreme highs and some extreme lows. So imagine playing on the big stage. Goodness gracious. So, yeah, they need 64 from 37. They're into 350. That's still value, I think. If I was a betting man, I'd be jumping all over that. Let's see what happens. Anyway, getting back to my story. Oh, yeah, so the cafe at the end of the street. Let me finish the story. Good day call at that cafe. I was there all day today. But guess what happens on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday? At about 7 or 8 p.m., it's not a cafe anymore. It's a freaking live music venue. Yeah. It's probably hard for me to describe without using photos, but if you just imagine the floor where most people are sitting and where the coffees are served, there's a floor above that. And I guess the roof in between, or the ceiling in between the two floors is empty. So you can kind of see up to the floor above, and there's a stage there that you don't even really notice is there until people are using it, and there's enough space there for a proper band with all of their kit, and sure enough, come 7 or 8 o'clock, the place turns into live music. Pretty funky. And that's literally at the end of my street, and I just live in one little alleyway here in District 1. There's cool stuff like that all over. And then that place, sometimes in the car park underneath, I've only been here for 3 weeks. I've already seen a couple of mint cars. I'm talking, don't know if it was a Lamborghini that I saw there. I saw a Lambo somewhere in that cafe. But, you know, imagine cars of that kind of nature. We're talking cars where there's security just sitting there watching the car while whoever drives the car is inside. So, yeah, cool stuff. Anyway, let's go back to the cricket. Oh, boy. This is going to be a nail-biter. At about 8:30 p.m. local time, 10 July 2019, here at Fakeologist.com. So let's go back to Fakeologist.com. Where were we? Oh, so Ab's talking about this non-radioactive water near his house, and Sean has sent in a comment. Let me read out Sean's message to Ab. Listening to episode 180, wow, your breakdown on a nuclear power was phenomenal. The Hollywood prop analogy is frickin' spot on. We only see the prop. The rest of the construct is built in our imagination. Brilliant. The point made about politicians working for the elite and it being a rich versus poor is so simple yet so easy to lose sight of in this world of make-believe. I remember you saying, sometimes you just need an attaboy every now and again to keep going. This is that time. You really are the top spokesperson for what is really going on in this world of deception. Thanks for doing what you do, brother. Sean. Sean, that's a really cool message, man. Good on you for sending that in. If you hear this, then take it from me. That probably took you a few minutes to write up. And would have really made Ab's day if Ab is anything like myself, like the rest of us. It's always good to get that kind of positive feedback. And I'm not sure if it was episode 180 where I heard Ab talking with, what was his name? Ray West. Ray West of biglies.org. They did a couple of calls, actually, back in the day. And those were very helpful for me. I listened to those back when I was still living in St. Lucia. So it was about 2015. Yeah, those were great calls. And then I think it was Ray West took one of those calls and turned it into a video. So I watched, might have been a 3-hour presentation, actually. And just to hear two intelligent, well-spoken, thoughtful people sort of talking through, thinking through the official story of nukes, then if you are a thoughtful, intelligent person who likes to think through things, by the end of that 3 hours, you will at the very least be questioning how much you really know about nuclear power. As for me, yeah, I don't know what's going on with those nuclear plants. Obviously, I've never seen them, but I've seen enough photos, heard enough testimony that I understand there are big structures that are passed off as nuclear plants. So the structures do exist, but what is going on in the structures? Good question. I think a lot of people my age, all we know is what we've been shown from The Simpsons. Seriously, that's all we know. That's the closest we have to any inside knowledge of a nuclear power plant. I think the song they're playing right now at that cafe is What's Going On. Who's that by? Who's saying What's Going On? Tina? Who's saying that? Man, I'm terrible with this stuff. What's going on? Man, if you've got half a brain in your head, you're wondering this sometimes. What's going on? What the hell is going on, man? Living a crazy world. Four blondes. Four non-blondes. Did you guys get that? Who's saying, what's up? Because somebody goes, hey, 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 what's going on? Who's saying that? Four non-blondes. I didn't get that one either. I'm sure a lot of you guys did. Many, many, many people out there are much better when it comes to this kind of thing. This is definitely not my forte. That is four non-blondes with What's Up. And was she really 25 when she wrote that? That's what the lyrics say. The lyrics say, 25 years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. Like Ho Chi Minh City, if you don't mind. All right. Four non-blondes. Let's find out. What was she when that song was written? Let's find out. They're from San Fran. No big surprise there. Formed in 1989, 2 years after John Le Bon came into this world. It wasn't called John Le Bon back then. Not yet, anyway. Krista Hillhouse. What a name. Krista Hillhouse. That's a cool name. Drummer Wanda Day. Are these real names? Linda Perry. They hit the charts in 1993. So what we need to know, how old was Linda Perry in 1993? 28. She was born in 65, so she was 28. So that song probably was written when she was 25 or thereabouts. So there you go. That is impressive. Impressive lyrics from a 25-year-old. 25 years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should, the world is made up of this brotherhood of man, for whatever that means. Interesting stuff. Interesting stuff. Right. Oh, no. India now. I need 47. New Zealand are in big, big trouble. India into $2.50. That is still crazy value, man. Oh, the punters would have cleaned up on this game. If they knew what they were doing. Of course, betting long-term is a losing proposition. Let's not kid ourselves here. Jadeja on 69 from 52. He edges it. There's no slip. That's gone for four. Oh, no. The wheels have fallen off for New Zealand here, mate. This is not good. Not good for New Zealand. Good for New Zealand. Oh, man, I'm glad I'm listening to the commentary. The Indian commentators. I tell you what, you want to know who's bad commentators in cricket? Australians. Want to know who's worse? Indians. Seriously. I'm telling you, Australian commentators are bad. Bad, man. Harsha Bhogwe's alright. The others, man, they're biased. I'll tell you that right now for free. Oh, now the New Zealand fans. Oh, no, they were already getting ready for a big final, and Yeah, the wheels have fallen off, guys. India's still 250. You've got to be kidding me. Should be $1.50 favourites minimum. Anyway, doesn't matter. So let's get back on with Fakeologist.com. Yeah, so Sean, good on you, man, for sending through that comment to Ab of Fakeologist.com. Without Ab, this website doesn't exist. It is as simple as that. Now, let's see. The next post is for the FART podcast, episode number 35. No comments. And I haven't listened to this one yet, so I can't comment myself. Zero thumbs up, two thumbs down. Make of that what you will. The next post at Fakeologist.com is FAC584, Plan Patagonia. I'm assuming that that is Guy and Jerris again. The next post is IPS Archives. They're a moving target, but they're here and worth a listen. Once again, zero thumbs up, two thumbs down. Who thumbs down? Really, what do you achieve from doing this? And then the next post is from July 3. So we've covered the last week. We've covered the last week, and I think that should be enough. Might go and watch the rest of the cricket unimpeded by the sense of obligation to speak, which I kind of feel when I'm sitting here in front of a microphone. Four overs to go, 42 required. Ooh, how do you like that? There are probably no fans of Sync out there, but if you are a fan of Sync, the idea that they need 42 from 24, very interesting. What do the numbers add to? 20. Oh, and if you add 198 for 6, you get another 24. Kane Williamson, man, what more can you do? Fifth highest run scorer up to this point in the tournament, fourth or fifth. That's despite the fact that he got an extra washout, so he would have finished even higher if he played that extra game. And he scored 60 in this game when the pressure was on. In the final against Australia 4 years ago, he was the only one who stood up with the bat, if memory serves. And, yeah, what more can you do? What more can you do? It's interesting, the New Zealand cricket team is sponsored by the ANZ Bank. They're one of the big four banks in Australia. But ANZ stands for Australia, New Zealand. So it's an Australia-New Zealand bank. And to be perfectly honest with you, I have no idea who actually owns it. Like, they'll say that it's owned by shareholders, I suppose. What percentage of those shareholders are Australian versus New Zealand? I have no idea. And it's actually one of the banks that I bank with. I've got a couple of bank accounts. And I've been with ANZ since I was a kid. And, yeah, I don't know who owns it. I don't know what percentage of it is actually New Zealand-ish. New Zealander. Kiwi. I've got no idea. No idea. And I've been banking with them my whole adult life anyway. Since I was like, 15. Maybe younger. So, yeah, we've become up in 2 decades, I'd say, since I got that banking. The best part of it, anyway, 2 decades. I have no idea who the hell owns it. And what's more, I mean, money. Come on. One of the biggest, most obvious hoaxes you'll ever see in your life. You know, what do I'm walking around with millions of dong, Vietnamese dong, in my wallet. Yeah, millions of dong in my wallet. Little plastic notes. Who the hell prints these notes? Oh, the mint prints them. Oh, really? How much does the mint print? Oh, well, what they're supposed to? Yeah, according to who? Oh, well, there's checks and balances, mate. There's people responsible for this. Yeah, there must be, right? It's not us, but we know someone's responsible for it. Yeah. It's not us, but we know someone is. Oh, mate. If there were problems at the mint, mate, there'd be all kinds of inflation and stuff. Oh, you mean like the inflation that we do have? Oh, yeah, but, mate, worse. Worse than that. Oh, really? How bad? Oh, just worse, mate. Haven't you ever heard of bloody Venezuela? And Zimbabwe, it'd be just like that. Oh, would it? Okay, well, if you say so. You sound very confident, so. Oh, yeah, mate. They can't just print money, mate. They can't. There'd be inflation and stuff. Can't do it. Okay. I would just continue to live my life focused on these plastic notes that come from somewhere, just like everybody else. Give my time for plastic notes. Buy my food with plastic notes. Oh, mate, just. They can't just print it, mate. Can't just print it, mate. Let's check some balances, mate. Okay. 38 from 19 balls. This guy has bowled a terrific over. Who's this dude? Is this Henry again, is it? The guy who got the wickets early? I think it's Henry. Can he finish off the over? Yes, he can. Just a single. It's a good over. Just 5 from it. Definitely take that. Oh, who's... I know that guy. Who's that in the dugout? Who's that? McMillan. Craig McMillan, that guy. Yeah, he was one of their... He was like an all-rounder, I guess, back in... Early 2000s, for New Zealand, I think. Yeah, the money hoax. Yeah, could it be any more obvious? Really? Could it be any more obvious? The whole thing's a freaking hoax. So, okay, tell me this, guys. Everyone knows that the Chinese are good at reverse engineering stuff, yeah? They've got factories upon factories in China that'll build whatever you want them to build, yeah, and they'll do it cheap. How come our countries aren't flooded with counterfeit notes? Okay, when you pay for stuff at the shopping center, they're not checking if the notes are counterfeit. They just take it on face value, okay? So even if China couldn't produce notes that were up to good enough quality to get past a bank checker, assuming that such a thing even exists, that the banks even check the notes, let's just say that's true. Well, they're not checking them at the freaking supermarkets, are they? Hmm? So how come we're not flooded with these fake notes? Think about it. Just think about it. Just think about it, man. Obvious hoax. With implications that are very far-reaching. Once you think through it.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
This is Noise Level, Perth, WA, and you're listening to Fake Collars Radio at fakecollars.com.
That is Noise Level from Perth, yes, Noise Level from Perth, an artist. And from what I've heard, a very talented artist. Man, that'd be a cool skill to have, to just be able to look at something and draw it or paint it. That'd be a very cool skill to have, I think. If you gave me a pencil and a piece of paper and told me to recreate on it what is in front of me, I would be mediocre at best, I would think, that skill, I would think. That'd be interesting, though. If you took 100 people off the street, like just 100 random people, and gave them the pencil and paper and said, right, we want you to paint this skyline, to draw this skyline, or to draw this bowl of fruit, or whatever the case might be, draw this car, whatever the case might be. And there was some way to objectively or relatively objectively, how do I put this? Some way to gauge how accurate the drawing was. Yeah, what kind of distribution would you get? You know, everything from crappy single line, single dimension pictures that kids could draw through to, you know, out of that 100, one or two might have done some proper art classes back in the day and put together something that quite clearly resembles what they're supposed to be drawing. Yeah, that's interesting. And then where would I fit on that distribution? That is interesting. I would assume that I would be somewhere in the middle at best, and maybe actually towards the left-hand side of that distribution, the bad side. I would assume that, but then again, sometimes I don't give myself enough credit. I don't know. That'd be interesting. If I did end up in the bad side, I wouldn't be surprised, though. I just didn't do any art back when I was younger. Didn't really consider myself a creative person when I was younger, for some reason. Consider myself intelligent and good at school, but not creative, not in an artistic sense. Yet so much of what I do now is artistic in a way, isn't it? It's interesting. Nature versus nurture. How much of it is nature versus nurture? Same with cricket. How many of these cricketers, how much of their success comes from some natural ability? How much is just from a lot of practice? Obviously, there's a mixture. That's gone straight in the air. This could be out. This could be a match-changing... It's Williamson. Mate, he's never dropping that. The game has changed. The worm has turned. The Kiwis are back in business, baby. In innings that'll be remembered for a long, long time. Well, if they lose, mate, I don't think they won't remember it, will they? Oh, there you go, conspiracy theorists. India's current best batsman in this match, the guy who almost won in the game, just got out on 77 runs, okay? Obviously in cricket. Imagine if in baseball you didn't have to leave once you scored a home run. You could just sit there and just keep scoring home runs, right? And they just add up how many runs you scored. That's what they do in cricket. They just add up your runs until they get out. Once you get out, that's it. So if you get out on the first ball, you literally walk out to the middle, you last for 1 minute, and they have to go back, and that's your whole day over. But if they don't get you out, you can stay there for hours at a time. So 77 is a pretty good score. Pretty good score. And had he stayed out there, he probably could have got to 100 and won the game. Or close enough to 100 and won the game for them. He got out on 77. Jadeja. And I was just talking about the London 7-7 bombings. Hey, what if I told you guys that in the film Speed, starring Keanu Reeves, which I think was 1993, don't quote me, 93, 95 around that time, that there was a 7-7 reference in the film Speed 12 years before the event. What would you say? You'd say, that's crazy, man. How could there be a reference to something that hadn't happened? Yeah, that's a great question. How could that happen? Maybe time doesn't just flow one way, the way that we all assume that it does. What are you talking about, man? You're crazy. Are you even for a moment suggesting that time isn't a linear thing that just flows in one direction? Is that what you're actually saying? Yeah. Yeah, I am. That's exactly what I'm suggesting.
And I pray
Oh my God, do I pray. I pray every single day for a revolution. Listen to Smithy, mate. He is excited. His heart was broken 4 years ago by Mitchell Starc, but he reckons he's going to get a round two. And he's 3 wickets away. Ian Smith, the commentator, represented his country in football and cricket. That is phenomenal. And he's a good commentator. People say he's too biased. He's not as bad as Australian commentators. And his bias is like in jest as well. I think he's kind of self-parodying sometimes. There's people like Michael Slater, Ian Healy. I don't think they're self-parodying, man. I don't think they're conscious of what they're doing. Then again, I don't know with Slater. Because he can be sensible. I just don't know. Ooh, Donny's hit this straight in the air. He's hit a six. He's just cut a six. Are you joking? He has just cut the ball to six. A 38-year-old man. Are you kidding me? I have never cut a ball for six in my life. Not even close. 38-year-old man on the big stage against Ferguson. Well, in fairness, I've never faced bowlers this fast in a match. It's hard to hit blokes who bowl 95 k's an hour. It's hard to hit them, cut them to six. Not enough speed off the bat, is there? I did once face a first-class bowler in the nets. A quick first-class bowler. I'm telling you, man, you can't see the ball. These dudes who bowl mid-130s and up, you can't see the ball, man. The guy I was facing had been clocked at even higher than that. You can't see the ball, man. These guys play this level. Phenomenal skill. It's like, you know how hard it is to hit a golf ball straight? Like you're on the fairway, and you just want to hit the ball straight. Even on the green, like just say on the green, you've got it on a tee. It's sitting there on a tee. And you've got a big club, and you can just spank the ball, and it's hard to hit it straight. Oh, he's hit that straight in the air, is he? No. Oh, direct hit, that's out. That is one of the best throws I've ever seen in my life. That's out, man. I think he hit middle stump. I think he's hit middle stump from 20 yards on the side. I reckon that's out, mate. Mind you, I'm watching a stream that's freaking 15 frames a second. Not that I'm complaining, it's amazing you can watch cricket for free. That's out, mate. Holy crap. Well, this is why I don't gamble, folks. Maybe this is why I was saying that India are great value at $3.50, $3, $2.50. Remember I was saying that? I was wrong, man. Because India, they're finished. It's over. It's toast. Oh, man, you've got to be kidding. Imagine getting out like that. What a way to end your international career. You've just about saved the game for your team. You've just hit a six. You've just cut a six. Over point. Of a bloke bowling 140 clicks. On the big stage. 38 years of age. You've just brought up your half century. And you get run out from a direct hit. From 15 yards middle stump. Goodness gracious me. Well, anyway, what was I saying? Oh yeah, fake old. Fakeologist.com. Oh, yeah, where was I? Oh, yeah, nature versus nurture. Yeah, people who play sport at the top level. How much of that is nature? How much is nurture? Do you wonder that? Do you wonder that? So what else is news? Oh, yeah, war is a hoax. Nobody died, nobody got... That should be obvious by now. Oh, yeah, the money hoax. Man, it couldn't be more obvious, could it? Couldn't be more freaking obvious. Anyway, no, people won't get it, mate. Too obvious. Lemmings, mate. Lemmings. So I've got 9 balls left, 9 deliveries left, 28-year-old on strike, 28. That's a Yorker. Oh, no. India are out of the World Cup, most likely. Look at this. That wasn't even 15 yards, was it? Bang! Oh, boy. Middle stump. Oh, you love it how the cameraman always pans to the cutest girls in the crowd. Oh, you can't blame him. Oh, you're not running until on that one. Learned their lesson. Oh, no. Oh, I was wrong. It wasn't middle stump. It hit the, I guess, the leg stump, I suppose. Cricket is a great game. Those of you who don't know it or understand it, I feel a little bit sorry for you. No offence. Such a beautiful sport. He's bowled in. That's a slow ball, mate. Yep, 120 k's an hour. It's funny. His slow ball is 120 k's an hour, which is like 80 miles an hour. At the local levels that I play, that's still a decent pace. That's still a good pace. Such a step up. Look at this. At the back of the hand? Yep. The old leg cutter. India are finished. Kumar gone for a golden duck. They used to put this little funny graphic on the screen. It was a duck. Quack, 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 quack. Aww. Oh, boy. Ah, the good old days, mate. Chapel. Greg, Benno. Those are the good old days, mate. Oh, 9 p.m. What am I going to do? I might go to bed, I think. Jeez, it's been a big 4 days. I barely believe it. It wasn't 4 days, it was 5 days. Jesus. I don't know what the hell's going on. I don't know what the hell is going on. I have no idea what the hell is going on. Except I've got millions of dung lying around my house. Millions of dung. The money's real, mate. Oh, they wouldn't. Can't just print whatever they want, mate. Checks and balances, mate. That's a nice leg glance. That's 4 runs. Is there another twist in this match? They've got Nishan bowling the last over. They couldn't, could they? Oh, boy. That's out. No, this drop's just short. That probably should have been a 6. That was just sitting there to be hit. Wow, you can hear it in the Indian commentator's voice. They are devastated. They are absolutely devastated. Doing their best to be professional, but they are devastated. India were huge favourites. I should point that out. India was huge favourites. They're a very strong cricket. Very strong. It's over. New Zealand are in the final. Well, yeah. What a phenomenal game of cricket. But you did. You got out on 77. Was it all a setup? My answer is no, it wasn't. I mean, it could be. How the hell do I know? I don't think so. And the reason why I don't think so is because I don't have to set these up. Well, there's no benefit from that. There is definitely match fixing that goes on. No question about that. But if you're going to fix this one, you'd fix it for India to win. That's where the money is. Oh, maybe hit the freaking cover off it. Just give him out. Maybe hit the cover off it. You almost hit it for 6. There you go. Game over, boys. India's finished. Hey, out of this World Cup. And the underdogs get up, mate. The Kiwis get up. And India choked. Then New Zealand choked. Then India choked again. Just a chokeathon, mate. Oh, what a great day for cricket. Great day for New Zealand sports fans. Great day for sports fans all around us. You've got to love the New Zealand sports teams. Love them. Don't like that bullshit haka they do in the rugby. I don't think that's very fair. But everything else about them, you've got to admire them, mate. Always punching above their weight. Will they be facing Australia in the final? Well, we'll find out tomorrow night when Australia take on England in the other semi-final. That'll be a good day of cricket as well. Oh, I'm meant to be doing something tomorrow. What will I do? Shit. Might go to the thing. If it's cool, I'll stay there. It's boring. Just come home and watch the cricket. Man, I love cricket. Love cricket. What else am I going to go on in my life? Seriously. What else am I going to do? All I've got is cricket. And footy sometimes, but kind of going off that, to be honest. Getting boring. Oh, no. Coley. Best batsman in the world underperforms again. Dear, oh, dear. Oh, dear, oh, dear. They are all emotionally exhausted. Who can blame them? It's like doing 5 days in the Mekong Delta with the Vietnamese family. You can't speak English. That's enough from me, guys. Fakeologist.com. Fakeologist.com. Thanks to Ab of Fakeologist.com for facilitating these calls and for everything he does at Fakeologist.com. And thanks to each and every one of you who support what Ab is doing. Even if it's just sending through an email of praise for what he does, it's very good stuff. But I've got to get going, guys. I don't have to, but I just want to get early, I think. God, I'm tired. So, yeah, to all of you out there in Fakeologist land, I wish you all the best for the rest of your day or evening, whatever the case might be. And, yeah, until next time. Oh, if you're interested in my work, if this is your first time listening to JLB, head to johnlebon.com, where we discuss things like the money hoax, the war hoax, the history hoax. Ancient history is a hoax. Anybody who tells you otherwise is, in fact, a liar or a parrot of lies. You decide for yourself which is worse. But yeah, ancient Egypt, ancient Rome, ancient Greece never existed. Ancient China never existed. They're all fake. Never existed. What? Are you saying that they didn't they go back as far as we're told? No, I'm saying they don't exist at all. It's all fake. All of it. 100%. But how can that be? Because if it weren't for ancient civilization, then how come we're here now? Yeah, why are we here now? That's a great question. That's a great question. And you won't even be able to begin asking that question if you just accept the bullshit story you're given, which is that 2,000 years ago there were ancient Greeks and ancient Romans, and before them ancient Egyptians. You believe that crap, and you've got no chance. All right? So head to johnlebon.com. We talk about fake history, fake money, fake war, fake dinosaurs, heliocentrism, complete hoax. Here's Ab, and I'm out here. So tell me some of you guys take care of yourself.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Yeah, that's all, folks.